Okay, and welcome back. Let's head over to England now and say hello to Tim Riefat, who did not mail me a photograph of him wearing his re-elect Obama in 2012 t-shirt. How are you, Tim?
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. I'm going to say I don't like Obama. I liked George W. Bush. I mean, he was good for a laugh, but Obama, who headed the anti-war movement and took it over, has been a lying bastard. I don't like lying bastards. We know George W. Bush was a murderous warmonger, and he never, never stated he was anything else. But this Obama said he was, the new Christ and was going to put an end to war, and he's been even worse than George W. Bush.
So even worse.
I don't like hypocrites and arseholes like Obama.
No, he's the all-time liar in chief.
Yeah,
there's
he
no
is.
Question.
He makes himself, to be the spearhead for the anti-war movement, and we find he's even more warlike than George W. Bush.
Right. Well, he's a bigger liar. He was created for the job. He's an evil, empty shell of an alleged human being. Remember all the photographs, folks, of him during the original campaign after the primary season when he was first in office, the ones with the halo around his head. There was a particular shot that was a profile of him, and he was backlit with a halo. And that kind of marketing was so blatantly obvious that I was amazed people didn't get up about it, but they didn't. They just kind of like, oh, there he is. So the idea was put in people's minds early on that he was a savior. In point of fact, he is the ultimate, as I said, unindicted felon ever to inhabit the White House, in my view.
And, of course, he's perfect if we're looking along satanic lines as a false prophet saying one thing and doing the other. And his bailout of the satanic Jewish bankers must be the greatest crime against America that's ever been done by any president in history.
I agree. He has aided and abetted in the looting of trillions of dollars from this country. Trillions. And now he has announced that he supports the Occupy Wall Street movement to the extent that he understands their grief and frustration. It's funny. He supports them. Beijing supports them. Two pretty big communist votes right there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but the difference is China's communist, and communism means rule by the many, while in fact Obama stands for Bolshevism, which of course is rule of the many by the few satanic Jews, as was done in Russia. Remember, Russia wasn't ruled by the Russians. It was ruled by satanic Jews. We had Lenin, Trotsky. Then we had Stalin. Then we had the greatest enemy of the Russian people ever, that idiot with the birthmark on his face who sold Russia to the Rothschilds.
Gorby.
Yeah, Gorbachev, another Jew, Satanist Jew. So, of course, we know that Bolshevism is rule of a country by satanic Jews. And, of course, we know America has become fully Bolshevized because a group of satanic Jews called Jewish bankers have actually taken over your country and got the population and their future generations to pay unlimited amounts of money to them for their theft, which, of course, under the Talmud, is the normal way of a satanic Jew operating. They just steal from everybody and anybody. You see, in Israel, the satanic Jew stole Palestine, and now they're just stealing the Palestinian lands on the West Bank. As I say, the satanic Jews' modus operandi is theft, and Bolshevism has nothing to do with communism in that it is just theft of a country. country and its population's future by satanic Jews. And if you don't realize that Russia, under the Marxist, was ruled by satanic Jews, just look at your history books, and you'll find the leader of the torture murderers, the NKVD, later to become the KGB, was a Jew, a satanic Jew called Beria, who had under him his Jewish henchmen, who laid waste to the Russian population at the behest of Stalin. And he was a Jew who went around raping women, young women, and we find that this sort of libidinous, rape-like behavior is promulgated by the Rothschilds in that they set up these orgies for the great and the good, which were shown fictionally, but in fact it was factually, by the film Eyes Wide Shut, which was the last film that Stanley Kubrick made before the Rothschilds had him bumped off for divulging too much. So Bolshevism now has taken over the West, and Bolshevism is just rule of the many by the few Talmudic Satanist Jews who just steal, rape, murder, and kill. The USSR might have collapsed, but now, of course, we've got the Bolshevik Empire of the West, which is up and running and has made your politicians totally obsolete. They're just glove puppets of the Satanist Jewish Bolsheviks.
Well, there are other factions on the planet which certainly are well known to engage in equally as heinous sexual deviancy, such as the Church of Rome. But quite right.
We'll be talking about that in a minute.
Yeah. The name of the program tonight, the moniker
satanic,
is...
The Satanic...
Satanic banking agenda of the Rothschilds.
Satanic banking agenda.
Yeah.
So, just as a quick caveat, the nuclear-powered fleet of vans is still outside. If you wish to see a huge nuclear-powered truck that's been parked outside. My building within 10 yards for the last year, have a look on mindovermatter.ru. You'll find it parked. It was being parked for a month the wrong way, on double yellows, on the curb, on the corner, blocking fire engines and emergency services. And, of course, Sussex police haven't towed it away, so we know the police are colluding in the use of the high-energy weapons, atomic-powered, in the centre of Brighton, which, of course, can get blown up by Al-Qaeda and contaminate the whole of Brighton. So if you're Al-Qaeda, have a look at mindovermatter.ru to see these plutonium storage plants out on the curb. But if you're Sussex police, have a look on mindovermatter.ru to see what vehicles will destroy Brighton when blown up by a terrorist. Anyway, back to the show. It's important to know that the Rothschilds, if you look up on the internet, are devout Satanists, and it's most interesting to see that what they are doing at the moment is a satanic ritual, in that Christ was violent only towards the satanic moneylenders, and these satanic moneylenders would be J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and the various other Jewish satanic banks, which have been bailed out by the mulatto messiah or anti-messiah or false prophet Obama. From a satanic agenda, getting the entire population to worship satanic moneylenders is the apex of Satanism, in that you've got the entire Western population of over a billion, many more from outside the West, worshipping the money lenders in the temple that Jesus attacked and throughout of the temple, the so-called Sanhedrin, who then got him hung on the cross We know that all these satanic Jewish banks, these money lenders, have been carrying out the most egregious frauds, which of course aren't frauds because the Satanist Jews are carrying them out, and they of course are the so-called eye in the pyramid of your dollar above the law. That's what the eye in the pyramid means. We know that the original Rothschild central bank was in London, the city of London, and that it's based on a street called Threadneedle Street, which of course is from the Bible, in that a rich man has as much chance of going to heaven as threading a camel through the eye of a needle. So of course the Rothschild Satanists put their Bank of England on Satanist Street. It's a big in-joke, Threadneedle Street. They're threading the rich Rothschilds into heaven via getting all the so-called Christians on the planet to give up their redemption of their eternal souls, and instead worshipping the Rothschild Satanist bankers, the money lenders. So in fact, you can see a satanic agenda behind the so-called financial crisis, which of course is totally engineered by the Rothschilds.
Indeed. Stand by a second, Tim. We have to pause. We'll come right back. Okay, and welcome back. Talking to Tim Refat, as we do 2-3 times a month. He's in England, has always controversial analyses and opinions to offer. It is a First Amendment radio program, so we're always happy to hear his views. As you've noticed over the months and years, Tim dislikes everyone equally, so don't misunderstand him when he speaks about one group or another as that being any kind of exclusivity. It is not. Now, that said, the continuing Zionist media feminization of males is approaching new depths. It's amazing. There's a story in your paper, one of your papers today, the Mail Online, the Daily Mail. yes. High heels for men are on the rise. What a clever pun. In the last bastion of women's outerwear, high heels, the last one that hasn't been appropriated by the more fashionable men out there, until now, that is being taken over. High heels are apparently de rigueur for men now, and they're a picture of a couple of lads in high heels. Well, you can figure out the rest. Folks, it's over. What's a man and what's a woman? Questions that seem almost imponderable now when one watches the MSM and all the rags at the checkout stand. There must be 10 or 15 People magazine poor cloned cousins, we, us, you, they, them, clever names, all about celebrity sightings. The paparazzi must, who knows, there must be thousands of them now. I guess there's big money in shooting those sneak celebrity photos and then getting paid for it. Anyway, Tim, I didn't mean to get off the track, but I happened to see this story about men in high heels and couldn't resist. At least I couldn't resist telling you about it. I'm not going to be buying any high heels.
That's good, because, of course, the whole of Satanism is based upon theft. And what we've got are the Christians who, according to their theology, were given redemption from their sins by Christ dying on the cross, signing a contract, which is when they sign the IRS forms or the Inland Revenue forms, giving their redemption away to the Rothschild bankers, the money lenders in the temple. So in fact, the Rothschilds have got more than enough money. They've got $500 trillion already. They've got complete dominion over all the politicians on the planet outside of Beijing. They even had Medvedev, the Jew, under their control. So, in fact, that hasn't been the agenda. What the Rothschilds have been worried about is something called cosmic law, which strikes down evil and gets events like Vieja happening, which then destroy their empire. Atlantis being maybe a fictional, not so fictional aspect of cosmic law striking down Rothschilds in the past. They use Rothschilds as a term for a satanic cabal of vermin who understand metaphysics or higher science or black magic or whatever you want to call it, which to the normal slave seems unknown, because that sort of knowledge is kept within a small body of people. Now, of course, we know that the Satanists sacrifice spiritual men, Wicca, putting priests in Wicca cages and burning them. The Wicca Man ritual, you can see all about the occult rituals of the Rothschilds on my Mind Over Matter to RU site under Supernatural Spirit. And of course, in the Kabbalah, which is the textbook of black magic for the Rothschilds, the whole purpose of that is to suck male energy, which they denote as vow, and give it to the bride, the female, who of course is evil. We see that in the Bible. She's joined up with the serpent, which the Jews, the Rothschild Jews, called Samael, the great poisoner of souls. So, of course, getting male energy and taking it out of them, feminizing them, and giving it to the female is another leitmotif of Satanism. And, of course, the highest form of male on the planet, according to the Rothschild theology, were the priests in Rome, and the rituals in Rome were totally destroyed in the 60s when a group of Rothschild Satanists took over the Vatican and had one of the popes murdered. We know that the Rothschild Satanists in the Vatican have promoted and promulgated paedophiles into the clergy in order to blacken and discredit the clergy. We know that now children are screaming pedo at priests in the street in the West, so they have to take off their collars, white collars, while walking about, because they get too much abuse from teenagers and young kids, which used to be something which was unknown. And this can be seen as a Wicca Man ritual, actually torturing the so-called male who has devoted himself to God and the spirit in a more, let us say, Tavistock psychological way. We know that the Mass, which used to be in Latin, has been totally dismantled by the Satanist cardinals in Rome, so that now they've got an English mishmash. We know that the Mass, which used to be done with the back of the priest turned to the masses, has now been turned around, and any sort of bars or barriers between the priest and the masses who wish to take Mass have been banned by bishops. Kneeling's been banned by bishops, and any revanche back to the Latin Mass, which had spiritual power, has been banned by satanic bishops. We know that homosexuality and other forms of perversions like paedophilia have been actively promoted by the Catholic Church. And of course, this can be seen...
Tim, hang on there. We did hear the music. That means time to take a break. We'll come right back. Tim Riefat is with us. We'll be talking about current geopolitics as well in the next half hour. I'd like to get his opinion on the American so-called presidential race, as it is perceived in the UK press, if the UK press even notices. They got their own troubles over there. And other things as well. Back with Tim in just a minute. Okay, and we're back. Talking to Tim Refat in England. All right, Tim, go right ahead. Understand what you're saying.
And, of course, one can see that the pigs, strangely enough, the countries which are being hammered by the Rothschilds, Ireland was devoutly Catholic before the paedophile attack on the clergy. Portugal was devoutly Catholic before the attack on the Catholics by having all their clergy as pedos. We know that Spain was devoutly Catholic, strangely enough. We know that Italy was devoutly Catholic. We know that Germany, that has come out of this and has been the other side of the equation, was the country that brought in Protestantism under Lutheranism, where they moved the altars from the east, which is the God position, to the north, which is evil spirits. So Protestantism, from the theological point of view, is worship of Satan. We know that the most pure forms of Christianity are the Russian and Greek Orthodox Church. So, of course, the Greeks, who are suffering twice as badly as the Portuguese or Irish, can be seen from a theological point of view as the Greek Orthodox Church has the most pure form of Christianity, with the Russian form, but the Russians were, of course, destroyed by communism. So, of course, the financial vivisection of Greece from the Rothschild point of view could be seen as a wonderful feeding of the Christians to the dogs, a sort of gigantic coliseum where the Christians are fed to the lions, and in this case the lions being the satanic Jewish bankers, who are just tearing Greece apart and plunging the Greek Christians into a life of hell on earth. So these sort of strange coincidences which seem to happen they're actually the underlying occult satanic background to the banking crisis, in that the Rothschilds have 500 trillion at least dollars in wealth, they can actually make the West boom or crash at a moment's notice. Every market is totally rigged. The commodities market's totally rigged, the oil market, stocks and shares are rigged. We've got the Chicago plunge protection team, which rigs every financial market on the planet. And we can see at the moment that the Rothschilds are sacrificing the Christians on the planet. Why? Because 11 stands for death. So, of course, 2011 is the time where from the occult point of view, you sacrifice the Christians. Why do you do that? Simply, the 22nd soundbite is, if you get Christians to worship the Satanist moneylenders, then the redemption which they got from Christ to save them from their sins goes to the Rothschilds, and therefore the Rothschilds get a free get out of jail card, so cosmic law doesn't hammer them. So simply put, we coming to the next thing. The next president after the mulatto messiah will have to join the anti-Wall Street bandwagon, as Obama joined the anti-war bandwagon, and then you'll find the next president will not only do an Obama, which is actually give even more money to the Wall Street Jewish bankers in bailouts, but in fact will end the reign of the U.S. government in fact by giving so much taxpayers' money to the Jewish banking system that in fact the U.S. government becomes irrelevant. So we can see the choice of the next U.S. president to take over after the warmonger Obama is of great importance to the Rothschilds, in that this president should be a devout Satanist, not just a mind-controlled slave like Obama, who's had his head opened and had great amounts of surgery and implants stuck into his head. I think there's some photos of the scarring on his head on rents.com, but the next president will be someone who will, as I say, rail against the Wall Street bankers and say that we should tax the rich more. And then you'll find that once he gets elected, he'll give enormous super mega bailouts, which will end basically any sort of power of the U.S. government over its own country. So that's the next plan of the Rothschilds.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, let me do something here and probably end up, well, I probably, let me do this on the other side of the break. There's a very interesting clip I'm going to play, and a lot of you have heard it, but there's a new development in the story, which I'll bring you. This heroic Los Angeles Unified School District teacher was out in public speaking her mind. I think they call that constitutionally protected First Amendment free speech. But no, didn't work that way. We'll let's take a break here and come back and listen to this, and I'll tell you what has happened. Have you heard about this at all, Tim, what the woman said?
Yeah, you mentioned it to me when
okay.
I found you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do that. I don't know if we can get to the break right now, but it sounds like it. So let's do that when we come back. There's been a major development in this case, not a surprising development, rather pathetic, which I'll tell you about in just a couple of minutes. Okay, and we're back. Let's listen to this. It's only 18 seconds. The woman was out again, exercising her constitutionally guaranteed rights to speak her mind and offer her political analysis and her political views, her financial and economic views included, and the reason why we're in such trouble. She is, well, I'll tell you in just a minute. Here's the clip.
Patricia McAllister, I'm here representing myself, but I do work for the Los Angeles Unified School District. And I think that the Zionist Jews who are running these big banks in our Federal Reserve, which is not run by the federal government, they need to be run out of this country.
Okay, fair enough. I think most Americans who are well-informed probably would say, bravo. Well, we do here. Unfortunately, the Los Angeles Unified School District does not believe in the Constitution. The L.A. Unified School District has fired Ms. McAllister for her comments. Here's the story. A Los Angeles substitute teacher was fired by the school district after making an anti-Semitic comment on camera at an Occupy LA event. Patricia McAllister, who told us she's not with the Occupy movement at all but believes in the philosophy, was seen in a Reason.tv video interview on October the 12th. And you just heard the clip. That's the story. The school district, candor. Goodbye. The superintendent, John Deasy, had this response. I want to emphasize that we condemn the remarks made recently by Patricia McAllister. Her comments made during non-work time, at a recent protest rally were her private opinions. Aren't they guaranteed by the Constitution? And were not made in the context of district services. As a day-to-day substitute teacher, Ms. McAllister was an at-will employee. As of today, she is no longer an employee of the L.A. Unified School District. Well, there you go. No First Amendment for Patricia, not if you mentioned Zionism or the Zionist control of the U.S. financial industry and the country at large, not to mention the government, the professions, the entertainment industry, the news media, and everything else of matter. So she's gone, and hopefully she'll stand up and speak louder than ever. I'd love to get her on the program here. If anybody has a way to get an invitation to her, please feel free to send it. Anyway, that's the story, Tim. Free speech is alive and well over here.
No, as I say, your country's the Bolshevik States of America, and in Bolshevik Russia, if you spoke out against a Jew, the various NKVD could shoot you dead on the spot. Thankfully, in the Bolshevik States of America, your Bolshevik NKVD KGB police force can now kill you on the spot with tasers. So of course there's no difference. We see
but if Tim, I don't understand,
tasers
Tim,
to death on the yeah. streets of America every right. day.
Almost 400 now Americans have been publicly executed by taser. But Tim, help me out here. I don't understand. If Mrs. McAllister had said that Protestants and their control over religion are out of control, they should be run out of the country, or Catholics should be run out of this or that, I don't think she would have been fired. Do you?
No, but that was allowed in Bolshevik Russia. You could talk against other workers, other Russians not doing their job. But if you talked against the Jew, that was a death sentence under Beria and Stalin in the NKVD, because, of course, we had this tiny Jewish minority that were running the USSR, and now we've got a tiny Jewish minority running America and Europe, the so-called NATO countries. And, of course, just like the USSR, in Bolshevik Europe and Bolshevik America, to talk against the Jewish master, in fact the Zionist Jewish banking masters, because not all Jews are Zionist banking masters, that of course is a death sentence, in this case a death sentence to her ability to make money and feed herself, or if you're a demonstrator, a death sentence because you get your Bolshevik NKVD American police tasering you to death on the spot. In Britain, of course, we don't have all the banks run by Jews. We have them run by Scottish Rite Freemasons. Bank of Scotland, Royal Bank of Scotland, we're all run by Scottish Rite Freemasons. And how do the two link? Well, we know that Satanism comes from the Knights Templar who ran all banking in Christian Europe. They were tortured to death on Friday the 13th in the 12th century. And, of course, the survivors of them went to Scotland to start up Scottish Rite Freemasonry. We know that the Jewish Satanists were protected by the Moors in Spain and became the Rothschilds. So, in fact, when we talk about the Jewish bankers in America and the Freemason bankers in Britain and Europe, intermingled, of course, with Rothschild Jewish bankers who live in Britain, we must delineate them from the normal Jew in Israel who are protesting on Rothschild Boulevard, in that the bankers who are actually bringing down the West and the standard of living of all the Westerners are Satanists. The Rothschilds are the successors of the Jews that lived in the Moorish country and survived the purge of the Pope and the King of France. And the European bankers are Scottish Rite Freemasons, who are the descendants of the Knights Templar Satanists who escaped being tortured to death by the Pope. So you can see that the Rothschilds and the Scottish Freemason bankers in Europe are actually having a go at the Catholics in revenge for the Knights Templar Satanists being ritually tortured to death and all their wealth stolen by the Catholic Church all those centuries ago. So there is an underlying satanic agenda to the banking crisis, which of course is not plain to see, but in fact can be seen from history. And we know that behind the banking crisis are the Rothschilds, who are never mentioned by all the economic pundits. We've got Max Kaiser on Russia Today, who talks about the mid-level problems of the banking system, but never about the eye of the pyramid, the Rothschilds. We know that Alex Jones talks about this, but he never talks about the eye of the pyramid, the Rothschild. It seems that even though these people do good work, they are selectively blind to the elephant in the room, which of course is the Rothschilds, and only you and David Icke address the real eye of the pyramid, the real center of the problem, the Rothschilds, who in fact the Rothschild can be seen not as a Jew, but as a Satanist. It might be a Satanist Jew, which is a descendant of the Jews from Spain, or the Knights Templar Christian Satanists, which went to Scotland and became the English and British and Scottish and then European bankers. We know the Rothschilds from Europe took over the Bank of England. They were Jewish Satanists who intermingled with the Scottish Rite Freemasons. We know that the Freemasons in America got all their rituals from a Jewish Satanist called Eliphas Levi, and that they all practiced Satanism in all the Freemasonic temples in America, in the same way that in Europe and in Britain they do all their satanic rituals in the Freemason temples all across Europe. So in fact, you might say Satanism doesn't exist. No, it exists in all the Freemasonic temples that exist throughout the West. And strangely enough, all the police officers of any note, sergeants and above, and many normal police officers, are active Freemasons. So the police who are killing the protesters on the streets of America, a lot of those are devout Satanists who are Freemasons and doing satanic rituals in their Freemasonic temples and lodges. So you can see that when you see a U.S. police officer executing a demonstrator on the streets of America with his taser, he is most certainly a Satanist, because even if he isn't a devout Freemason, his commander, who is telling him to do that, is going to his Masonic temple and worshipping Satan every weekend in Britain, every police officer of any senior rank must be a Freemason and worship Satan in a Freemasonic temple. So you can see that the thugs that uphold the satanic bankers' diktat are devout Satanists, and all of them are actually Freemasons doing Kabbalistic black magic in their Freemasonic temples every week, every weekend. So when people say, well, bringing in the occult agenda behind banking is going off on a tangent. No, it's the core of the problem, in that the police who are actually protecting these vermin are Satanists via the Freemasons, and actually the bankers, the thing that glues them together and is the common bond between them, is Satanism. And of course the Knights Templar, who were their ancestors, were the chief bankers of Christian Europe, and the Rothschilds just took over that niche, that ecological niche, after the Knights Templar were destroyed by the Catholics, and the destruction of Catholicism by the Satanists in taking over the cardinals, in turning the priests into pedos, in destroying the Catholic countries by destroying their economy and making their government irrelevant, so it's got ruled by the Satanist bankers, is an agenda which can be seen as the Satanists striking back at the destruction of Satanism by the Catholic Church all those centuries before. And in fact, it's most interesting to see that the Germans, who are actually now in control of the economy of Europe, are devout Satanists, in that they were the ones who destroyed the Catholic Church by bringing in Lutheranism. And in fact, they are the ones being supported by the Rothschilds and the Freemason Satanist bankers in Britain. And of course, we know that...
Okay, Tim, we're out of time, running a little bit late, so I've got to wrap it up there. But let me just remind everyone that the majority, I believe the majority, it's certainly a large group of United States police chiefs have been flown, all expenses paid, wined and dined, and trained in Israel in terms of how to handle unruly American citizens. No surprise to those of you who've been paying attention. The tactics are right there, quite evident. Tim, thank you very much for being here. Talk to you again.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take care.
Much obliged. Bye.